AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A jury in Los Angeles has found Meta and YouTube liable in a landmark social media addiction trial. Ed Donahue has details.
The plaintiff is a 20-year-old woman who says she became addicted to social media as a child, and it exacerbated her mental health struggles. Her attorney, Mark Lanier, says this sends a strong message.
Regardless of whether the children are getting sent pornographic pictures, regardless of whether they're being sexploited, regardless of those types of issues, just because of the features alone that drive addiction, these companies can be held accountable.
Other families were there backing this case. Juliana Arnold blames Instagram for her daughter's death.
They knew the harm, right? They knew the damage. They assessed the risk and they moved forward anyway.
Meta's Ashley Nicole Davis says they will appeal.
Teen mental health is profoundly complex and cannot be linked to a single app.
The companies are being ordered to pay $6 million in damages. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's dismissed a 15-point U.S. ceasefire plan and launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. John Gambrell reports that comes as Israel launched airstrikes on Tehran again, and the U.S. deploys paratroopers and more Marines to the region.
There's been discussions about the United States seizing Karg Island, Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf, or taking islands nearer to the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is still continuing to maintain its chokehold on that route, though some ships have gone through.
Still, oil prices eased today, Brent crude settling above $97 per barrel. And stocks rallied, the S&P up 0.5%, the Dow 0.7%, the Nasdaq 0.8%. The U.S. Postal Service is seeking a temporary 8% charge on priority mail and other products to offset rising transportation costs. And on Capitol Hill, no deal yet on Homeland Security funding as the head of the TSA warns of possible airport shutdowns. This is AP News. Haya Panjwani on the current face of women's college basketball.
UConn star AZ Fudd has become one of the most visible faces thanks to a wave of TV ads and social media deals. Fudd has appeared in ads for brands like Planet Fitness, Marriott Bonvoy, and Geico.
I'm super excited to see everything just start to roll out.
A sports marketing expert says companies now know how to use college athletes in real time. Fudd told the AP that her Planet Fitness partnership links to her injury recovery.
So that is like an essential part of my literally every single day, some form of recovery. So to be able to partner with them and really put that emphasis on how important it is to make sure you're recovering and take care of yourself physically, mentally.
Throughout her career, Fudd has suffered a foot injury, a knee injury, and she tore her ACL. She's been healthy the last 2 years, helping UConn win its 12th national championship in 2025. I'm Haya Panjwani.
For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.